This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was an all-hands meeting at Facebook today over the mess the company finds itself in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica news. Actually, it was all hands minus two. CEO Mark Zuckerberg and COO Sheryl Sandberg are reported not to have been there. Meanwhile, lawmakers and regulators both here and in Europe want the company to explain itself. Thing is, personal data being exploited, shall we say, online isn't new. But this one, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, does seem to have struck a nerve.
Just remember, if the product is free, you are the product, and a valuable product for Facebook's real customers.
So Facebook's customers are advertisers.
Nancy Libin focuses on data privacy at the law firm Jenner & Block. For those who aren't familiar, here's how Facebook works.
It combines the data that it obtains from users' profiles with data that it can collect from third-party data brokers to create rich personal profiles of users that are very useful for targeted advertising.
Most users know this on some level, right? Maybe not. Jamal Jaffer is a college student here in D.C.
I don't actually know really anything about how much data they collect. I know they can see any sort of like products and pages I visit.
There are serious issues with how Cambridge Analytica gathered the data on Facebook users, but it still is technically the same kind of data. James Cooper is a law professor at George Mason University.
It's unclear really what the difference here is, except the ads are for political candidates rather than for products and services.
He says while consumers may not mind being targeted for shoes or tennis rackets, it feels a little different when their information is used to create a political profile or influence elections. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
One quick last thing on this story. This afternoon, Cambridge Analytica suspended its CEO, Alexander Nix is his name, after a series of videos surfaced showing him endorsing, shall we say, unsavory ways to influence foreign elections.